The sexual assault case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn in the U.S. has been severely weakened to the point where charges may be dropped altogether. In France, his legal problems may be just beginning. A young French woman who says Strauss-Kahn tried to rape her 8 years ago plans to bring charges against him today. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Dominique Strauss-Kahn confrontée à une nouvelle affaire à Paris.
A new element has exploded onto the scene in the Dominique Strauss-Kahn affair, a saga that has gripped France for the last 2 months. 32-year-old author Tristan Bannon says Strauss-Kahn tried to rape her in 2003 when she went to his apartment for an interview. She is bringing charges against the former IMF head today because Bannon says she can no longer bear the weight of keeping her ordeal secret. Bannon's lawyer said she was encouraged to come forward after Strauss-Kahn was arrested in New York, but that her case is entirely separate from the New York incident.
Her account of what happened is very serious and full of violence. We will file this case with the Paris prosecutor today, and if it doesn't go to trial, that will speak volumes about the French justice system.
In a statement from New York, Strauss-Kahn immediately dismissed Bannon's account as imaginary. His lawyers filed a countersuit for slander. Many are wondering why Bannon would wait 8 years to bring the charges. In an online interview with French news magazine L'Express that came out overnight, Bannon says she was afraid that no one would take her seriously against such a powerful man and that she would be fed to the wolves. Bannon's mother, Anne Mansouret, also convinced her not to file charges, saying it would wreck her writing career. Speaking on television, Mansouret says that was a big mistake.
I advised her not to because she was very young at the time, and also she was friends with Strauss-Kahn's youngest daughter, and this would have wrecked relations between our families.
But Bannon's story was already known in certain circles. In 2007, she took part in a TV reality show that took place around a Paris dinner table. Bannon recounted what had happened in Strauss-Kahn's apartment. He tried to rip off my jeans. We literally fought on the floor. I was kicking him, said Bannon, who described Strauss-Kahn as a rutting chimpanzee. Strauss-Kahn's name was bleeped at the time, but his identity has since been revealed, and millions of people have watched the show and Bannon's account on the internet. Strauss-Kahn's allies have been defending him on the airwaves, saying Bannon must have been pushed to make the charges by his political foes. Some will certainly consider her an opportunist, but others will believe her, says longtime television journalist Jean-Marc Illouz. What's important, says Illouz, is that the genie is out of the bottle.
What about the merits of the cases in New York and Paris? In France, for the first time, there has been a public debate on the role, on the behavior of powerful men, not only in politics, but very often more modestly in the workplace. The public debate has taken place. Things are changed.
Attempted rape carries a 15-year prison term in France, though it will be hard to prove. But analysts say the mere existence of the case will make Strauss-Kahn's return to France very uncomfortable. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.